Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Well, hello and welcome, Joe Gigante, Rick of the Joe with you. Now, we've gotten some updates between yesterday and today on the terrible situation in Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge was taken out by the Dolly cargo ship. We're learning where they recovered a vehicle, a truck with two bodies in it, two of the missing six construction workers that were in there. Again, terrible situation. We've now learned that there was more than 700 tons of hazmat material on the cargo ship, some of which has been breached and is leaking. According to some reports, there's a sheen on the water that seems to indicate that some of that, which has been that has been breached, is leaking into the water of the Patapsco River, which, of course, creates even more problems and difficulties in terms of the cleanup and the length of time that this all-important port will be shut down. So, of course, when you're looking at all this, the first thing you would think of is it must be racism. At least if you're a host on MSNBC or you're the mayor of Baltimore. Now, it's funny because one of our great Mary Bennet regulars wrote in this morning and says, bets on what that they will want to rename the Francis Scott Key Bridge, because after all, you know, he owned slaves. That's not in the email, but I'm just filling that in. I have an interesting, fun story on that. You'll see. I'm thinking, this is what T. Johns wrote, I'm thinking it will be along the lines of the George Floyd Memorial Bridge. I think you're probably spot on, to be honest with you. And he said, or maybe there will be something involving an illegal criminal alien in the name of it. Again, I think you're spot on to that. Now, here's the fun thing, and I say fun not in a literal sense, but with Francis Scott Key. One of my mentors in conservatism that I worked with for many years, and really feel like I got a graduate degree in general, not just in conservatism, but just general education, because he's a brilliant, brilliant man. One of the greatest orators of the 20th and 21st century, it's Alan Keyes, and his last name is K-E-Y-E-S, Alan Keyes. I learned this working with him because the question back then, for those unfamiliar, Alan Keyes is a black conservative, and I don't remember the forum we were in, but a question came up about those that owned slaves, and, you know, again, even this is going back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, it's how long this narrative has been out there that if you had anything to do with slavery, you're anathema, and you must be dismissed. And, of course, they ask this of Alan, thinking, well, because he's a black man, he must be willing to agree, which is just silly, very two-dimensional thinking. And he pointed something out about his name I didn't know, which is that his family are the descendants of Francis Scott Key's slaves. And their name originally was not K-E-Y-E-S, but K-E-Y apostrophe S, you know, it was Keys, as in owned by Francis Scott Keys, the possessive form. And when they were free, that they took on the name Keys, K-E-Y-E-S. And of course, Allen was never in favor of slavery, not then, and certainly not for his ancestors. But he went on to point out the good things that Francis Scott Key had given to our country, the work and contributions to our culture and to our nation and to our history, and that he proudly carried that name of Keys, even for that connection. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find many in the public forum, particularly on the left, that would have such courageous ways of addressing these difficulties. And I'll prove that from Joyless Reed in just a moment.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.